Christian's Vindication Doesn't Change Persecution Trouble in India. An upcoming missions conference sharpens focus for young people, and believers converge on World Cup ministry opportunities in Germany. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India tops today's news. The courts in Madhya Pradesh state acquitted 16 Christians of homicide charges. Court officials cited lack of evidence in their decision. Most of the group has been jailed for over 2 years. Their release, while good news, has done little to ease tensions in that state. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
This is not, unfortunately, the end to persecution in India. There are still radical Hindu groups who are coming against the church, are coming against Christians. There's still anti-conversion legislation, which makes it very difficult for outreach. It makes it very difficult for mission activity.
Nettleton goes on to say that the verdict may be challenged because of the cases linked to religion. Further persecution in the state is expected. In response,
we are vastly expanding our efforts in India. As we see the persecution, they're vastly expanding and working very diligently to try to support the church and strengthen them and equip them for this time of trial.
Next, strong rhetoric from Iran continues to concern Christians around the world. Iran's threats have forced many believers to leave the country. Sargon Daniyali is a Syrian Christian who lived there and is now working with the Bridge International. He says that oppression hasn't changed.
They hate Christianity. They are committed to destroy Christianity, to stop Christianity in their country, because Christianity is growing.
Daniyali says the growth has come from radio, television, internet evangelism, and political protests.
Because of their upset with Islam, they go on purpose, choose other religions. One of them is Christianity.
While the church is growing in Iran, Christians who left are now being used elsewhere. Since Daniyali's ancestors started the ancient church throughout Asia, he plans to take the gospel back there. He's currently in the U.S., where he's
mapping those cities, those locations, where we had those ancient churches, go to the government, ask their permission to help start new churches in those areas.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Urbana 06 will likely help students bring the world into focus. So says Paul Borthwick, an Urbana Missions Associate with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. He says God is moving in the world today, noting full-blown revival is a combination of history and vision.
It's a prayer combined with the realization that students, if mobilized, can change the world. And along the lines of the Haystack prayer meeting, one of the things that encouraged me most around the world is the number of Urbana-like conferences happening all over the place.
Borthwick encourages continued legacy for InterVarsity staff.
There are challenges in our churches, challenges in the world we live in, but be encouraged of the fact that God is working in calling out young adults who are prayerful, who are committed to racial reconciliation, who are committed to sacrifice and even dying for Jesus. And they're committed to going to the places which have never heard.
Elsewhere, the World Cup kickoff is only days away, and the marketing juggernaut is drawing hundreds of thousands of spectators to Germany. Greater Europe Mission will be one of the many mission agencies there, too, with evangelism in mind. Pray for their Euro Team Special Outreach Team going to Berlin June 29th through July 10th. Their church planning team will be working in Cologne, too, June 9th through July 9th. Teams are also running a World Cup cafe throughout the month. And finally, the Aviation branch of Africa Inland Mission, AIM Air, has expanded significantly in recent years, adding new aircraft and ministry areas. This growth has stretched AIM Air teams as they serve missionaries, churches, and relief workers in 9 African countries. AIM Air is raising money to add another Cessna Caravan to its fleet of aircraft, which will have an impact on work in Sudan and Eastern Congo. Pray for continued safety, ministry effectiveness, and wisdom as they expand. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. It's available at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.